The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Very hard in this day and age to be able to give us the information that we're asking for. You should go in, set the parameters, search, send it all to us in boxes, and let us search through the emails. Dr. Lynch said that it was a temporary list and it had been destroyed. All right, so there's an admission that there was a list, and there's an admission that it was destroyed. Given the VA's continued pattern of stonewalling, there is good cause for the committee to vote in favor of receiving this testimony in open session as soon as possible.
Amen. That's Senator Jeff Miller, Republican from Florida, talking about the woes of the Veterans Administration, the veterans that have struggled to get their health care correct. Not on their end, but on the scheduling end. And that is all the talk this past week, and we cap it off with Memorial Day, so how appropriate is that? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Nothing has gotten under my skin more, I think, than this veterans thing lately, besides the same old immigration woes and maybe your typical outrage of the day, because let's face it, there's so much they serve up at Foggy Bottom for us to chew on that we can't believe some of the ridiculous things that we talk about week in and week out. But when it comes to veterans, you got to spare the nonsense. Cut the crap, look at accountability, and make it happen. That's why I don't understand why the Senate Dems blocked the accountability bill. When we keep hearing these horror stories, a guy with cancer is not treated, waits 4 months, dies. Somebody has gangrene, they have to have a limb cut off, waits 4 months, and almost dies, but loses a limb. So this fiasco has more legs than all of the showgirls put together in Vegas. The House passed a piece of legislation that would make it easier to fire VA employees and make the department more accountable. It passed with bipartisan support, the vote 390 in favor to 33 against, but there was one little problem mixed in the middle of that. The bill, H.R. 4031, failed to pass the U.S. Senate. Senate Democrats decided that, Memorial Day, honoring veterans, we're going to block this bill. So, needless to say, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, lost his tan. He was so upset he turned bright red. And there were a lot of people that were disappointed, especially because they had bipartisan support in the House. I mean, overwhelming support. Now, one of your more liberal senators, Senator Bernie Sanders, independent, Vermont, said he agreed with some of the provisions in the bill, but he said that there were areas that needed work, which would be addressed in hearings later in June, kind of insinuating, you know, just hang on, wait till we get back, and then we'll try to make this happen. And this needs to happen sooner rather than later. We can pass a health care bill that is loaded with unexplainable things with a crazy amount of language in it. We can ram that through, but we can't do anything about accountability as far as the veterans are concerned, because it's time to clear house. It's time to not clean house, clear house when it comes to what's happened with this scandal, because you just, you know, pick a state, pick a hospital or rehab center, and the further we go down the list, it seems like more and more is coming out, and it's scandal after scandal after scandal. It does. It really makes you sick to hear about it. At a press conference on Wednesday, the president said that the inspector general for the VA didn't see a link between the veterans' deaths and the delays in care at the VA hospitals. So the president said he can't take any kind of action until the investigators find out exactly what happened. Okay, great. Well, can we get to that point? You have a guy who's the secretary, who's been in that job for 5 years, who still hasn't gotten to the bottom of it. I mean, give me a break. It's like they automatically, a VA internal review found a link between the deaths of the 23 veterans and wait times at VA hospitals. They said it. They found it. So, for example, there wasn't screenings for cancer in 76 veterans treated at the Department of Veteran Affairs hospitals that linked to 23 deaths. Most of them 3 or 4 years ago, they couldn't get in to see anyone. Delays happened at 27 hospitals, deaths at 13 of them. The worst record was in Columbia, South Carolina. Unfortunately, there were 20 cases of delays and 6 deaths. I mean, this is in the VA reports. So, yes, I mean, you have to have a thorough investigation. Of course, there has to be an investigation into it. But, see, these things were handed off by the Bush guys. In their transition, the team told them, boy, this is a big problem. They didn't just go in blindly like, hey, we're dumping it on them, let them figure it out. They said, this is what we do. We tell you what's happening here, and this isn't good. And you need to do something. So the timing with Memorial Day weekend, then the 70th anniversary of D-Day, all the sacrifice, and we know, I don't have to tell this to you over and over again, you're very well aware of what goes on when someone decides that they're going to serve. They get their orders, and it's Russian roulette in some cases, especially in modern warfare, but certainly in our other wars, too, where we lost so many servicemen and women, and so many came back where they were missing limbs. Now, and currently, we have a PTSD, which is run rampant. Not that that didn't exist before, but now it's being talked about. We're seeing a high suicide rate. You can't wait on this care, but we know that. I just want to know what they're going to do in the wake of what's happened. To me, that was hands down the biggest thing that really has happened in the last 2 weeks. We've put Ukraine aside and what we're going to do with China ripping off our secrets, but we knew that there was problems there. We know there's been problems in immigration. We look at the nonsense of quantitative easing and gas shooting up now. I mean, you know, it's a plethora of things that are kind of off the tracks, but this one is the worst and needs to be dealt with. I am so excited about the guest that we have coming up this hour, in fact, in our next segment. His name is Joe Gary, and he flew during World War II. He served the country from 18 to 21 years old. He was actually a navigator. His plane crashed. He got the Flying Cross, survived that. One of the pilots shot up pretty badly. And he saw what that was like afterwards, after Normandy. He saw what people were like, and then what it was like to come back after serving at such a young age and having a life and figuring out what direction you were going to go in and what was going to happen now that you had spent all this time away from family and away from friends. And he talks about what that was like, just about the whole experience. And I can't wait till you meet him. That's next. Joe Gary reminiscing with us. Perfect, because we have the D-Day anniversary coming up on June 6th. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Thrilled to welcome to America tonight, Joe Geary. Joe Geary is going to Normandy. We are coming up on the 70th anniversary of D-Day, and Joe was part of a crew that was in a B-24 that flew all over the European theater. He was a navigator. Joe, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us what that was like, being a navigator during those days.
Well, our equipment wasn't anything like the folks have today, and it was both a little skill and a lot of luck in being able to get where you wanted to go and not get over any flak installations and things of that sort. It was an interesting time.
When you were, you know, when you were in the thick of it, so to speak, and you were watching what was happening, and you were there with the rest of the crew, what were the conversations like? What would you talk about as far as what was going on during the war and the Germans and that kind of thing?
Well, when you were flying, you didn't do any conversations. You were occupied with your particular job. And that part, off-duty, we tried to compare notes as to what we had seen, what might be of interest in any particular items of that you had been involved in, particularly any of the gunners that were had fighter attacks against them, and how they handled it and things of that sort. But basically, the navigator was just a pencil chaser and watching a map and trying to see where we were going.
An important pencil chaser, definitely. Navigator was such a big position, Joe, that you're downplaying. That was such a very big position when you're talking about what happens in the planes and where you're headed. Did you have, I mean, this is kind of a funny question, but were you good at it? Did you have a good sense of direction and navigation?
I had an acceptable sense of navigation and direction and a pretty good eyesight and was lucky enough to get the Distinguished Flying Cross when we were shot up at Vienna and got back to the island of Viz off the coast of Yugoslavia where we went down. But, you know, once again, skill is one thing, but I'd rather have luck.
And you had luck then, apparently. What when you got the Flying Cross and you were actually hit, that had to be some scary moments for you and your pilot.
Yeah, it was. We had our co-pilot was shot up, and we couldn't ditch in the sea, and we couldn't bail out because we'd leave him. And the crew decided everybody was going to stay together, and we went in this little island, and the pilot did a superb job.
Wow. Tell us about D-Day itself and what, in your mind, what you remember and, you know, what happened afterwards, the celebrating afterwards.
Well, the main thing is I was not there on D-Day. I didn't get there till the 1st of July, and we flew cover for the invasion of southern France, and we did some of the bombing of the installations, defense installations, and the submarine pens at Toulon, and one thing and another for that. But the exuberance of everybody about those guys who were on the ground and in the water and made that invasion, you couldn't match it with any expression of feeling at this point in time. We were joyous or happy that the fight had really come to the Germans, and I guess we were really glad that we weren't the ones who were on that beach starting it out.
And yet now you're getting a chance to go. You're actually going with a group of people to Normandy. What are you anticipating? I mean, it has to be a big moment for you. That's happening next week.
Well, it is. Basically, I kind of got lucky to get on the trip. It's for the boys that were there, or the men now, that made that invasion. But it's captioned as for the about the liberation of France. And I guess that's the reason I got in, because we did some of the work there on that part. But I'm looking forward to visiting with them, getting their historic view of the on-site combat that they sustained. And I understand that they're going to have a number of the Germans who were on D-Day that were there were on the other side at the dinner on June 6th.
Wow, good for you that you're doing that. What was it like? Take us back to the war's over. You know, here you are. You've got the Flying Cross. You were in the thick of it. What was it like once all of that was settled? What was that like coming back to the United States for you?
Well, it was. I had grown up a lot. I had never been anywhere, done anything when I left when I was 18, and got back from. You know, 21, and I've felt I was more mature than a lot of the kids were that were the same age that were at school when I returned to school and finished law school.
And then we want to tell people that you went on, you got your law degree from Southern Methodist University. You were admitted into the bar in 1947 and have had a distinguished career, starting a law firm that now is still thriving in Dallas, Texas, Gary Porter and Donovan. Do you feel like, as you said, you matured, that helped you in your practice, that you were ready to do what you had to do?
Yes, it did. It's hard to describe the difference in feeling, but the practice of law is the nearest thing to competitive athletics, I think, that I could ever do. And the fact that you experience some adversity and have overcome it gives you just a little extra ego, I guess, to want to keep going and thinking you can win.
I like that. So all those years that you spent during World War II and the maturity that you're talking about, it seems to me, Joe, that when I look at so many of the things that you were involved in, community things, city council, you were a past director of the American Basketball Association in the 70s. Do you think being in that situation, even being shot down, that you really wanted to grab on to life and be involved and do everything that you could do?
Yes, most, very, very much so. It's hard to compare today's activities and the way things are the way they were then. But when you're 20 years old and have had some success, you think they can't beat you and you just want to keep going.
Yeah, I like that. You can tell that obviously you were very competitive. If you were telling younger people today that are even further removed from World War II, what would you tell them about the people who fought that war and the importance of it?
Well, we had a different base of people behind us. Everybody was for us at that point in time. And I don't think that the military today has that the benefit of that solid community background and support. The main thing is people here have no conception of what it is to be a town that has been bombed or attacked or things of that sort. And we thought that it was the best for everybody that if you were going to have a fight, have it on the other guy's ground and try to protect the people that were here. And I don't, in the political things that I'm listening to, people don't here really understand what it can be if the situation gets reversed.
Yeah, well said. Thank you so much for your service, Joe Gary, and enjoy your trip. Really a celebration, I think, of the 70th anniversary of D-Day and what it's meant to win that war. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's my privilege to be here, and thank you very much for talking to me.
Memorial Day is a time of remembrance of our fallen soldiers who died for our freedom. In honor of these brave men and women, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is offering huge discounts on several great products. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is veteran-owned and operated, so stop what you're doing and support a like-minded company and save a few bucks at the same time. The Memorial Day sale starts right now and ends on May 26th at midnight. Honor above all, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. With all the door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Flowing. A lot of thoughts still coming in about veterans, especially with it being the long Memorial Day holiday, the big weekend that kicks off the summer and makes us tip our cap to all the people who have served us over the years through the various wars. And now because of the big scandal over the hospitals and rehab centers and other aspects of the veterans in general, of what's happened with the VAs, it has enraged so many that they have jumped on the call to write their congresspeople and their senators. So bravo for you. Remember, the power is in the numbers. And when we talk about locally or we talk about the people who make the laws, that's where you really can make a difference. Really can. All it takes is maybe 20, 25 people to complain and everybody sits up. But I think on the Hill, they have to be complete idiots if they realize people are not furious about this. So, on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This from Christopher, who says, Kate, keep on pressing the VA issue. I think it's disgusting. I can't believe it. I was stunned when I first heard it. I mean, I'm not surprised that there's problems with the system, but when people are dying because they can't even get an appointment, that's just ridiculous. And the two lists, that person should be charged with murder. What if that were somebody in your family? Wouldn't you just freak out about it? They can't get health care? What would you do? What I would do, of course I would. I would immediately hit up somebody I know in Congress or the Senate or whatever and start to say, look, I can't get an appointment, can't get an appointment. And that's what I would do. I know people have done that, and they were successful by doing that. But that's not a layup by any means either. I mean, of course, if it's someone that you love, you're going to take it out of your pocket, or you're going to figure out a way, another way to pay for it if you can. But the problem is the tests sometimes are so ridiculously expensive. We had a great guest on just the other day, Steve Kelly, who was talking about that. Talking about you get CAT scans and it costs the hospital anywhere between $300 and $500, but they're charging you $4,000. So this is why. Why do you go to the VA? Why are they going to the VA? Because that's their health care. And they have to get those tests. They have to find out what's wrong if they're having problems. So absolutely. I mean, this just needs to be cleaned up. It should have been a long time ago. It should just be they have an insurance card, they have their VA card, and they can go get health care wherever, and we pick it up. Because we're picking it up anyway, right? This is taxpayer-funded, and it's brutal taxpayer-funded because we're throwing money in the air. If we have people dying because somebody else is getting bonuses because there's two lists, I mean, they have to dot the I's and cross the T's if they're to get rid of people. I get that. But this shouldn't have been allowed to fester in the first place. I don't want to make this all about the VA because there were some other things that people wrote in about, but I'll take one more. And this one's from Bob, and Bob says, Kate, I serve the country. I've been to the VA. I've had problems when I was in between jobs, and I was glad that I had access to the Veterans Hospital. And once I saw the doctor was great, but the problem was I was in pain for a long time. It turned out that I had appendicitis, and it almost burst. So luckily I got in at the nick of time, but they kept on putting me off. Every time I called, it was hard to get through. And when I finally got through, I had to wait to get my appointment in the mail. It was just a crazy cockamamie system. Luckily, I didn't end up on the death list, but good treatment once I got it. Scary. I was immediately admitted, and I can see how other people lost their lives. When something happens, just like going to your doctor, you have a pang, a pain, you don't know what it is, you let it go for a day or two, then it gets incredibly worse, and now you can't get in to see a doctor. That can mean the difference between life and death. And that's it, my friends, right there. It can mean the difference between life and death. And are there other people that have problems getting to see doctors? Of course. If you call my doctor's office, they say, this is a medical emergency. Call. They give you the numbers. Call right now. And immediately, or go to the emergency room, call the doctor, or leave a note. So they're not doing that at the VA. It's like, eh, so sorry. Geez, we can't get you in. Okay, so you're having problems. And that's just, we get it. It's just not acceptable. We're all there. We're all on the same page. Shame on the Senate for saying, well, there's a couple things that need to be ironed out and not just passing the accountability thing through, because there needs to be accountability. And if it's easier to get rid of the people who are not doing their jobs properly, that has to happen. That has to happen. Let's take another one. This one from Buzz. And Buzz says, Kate, you were all over the Ukraine. You had some great guests on from actually the area. I can remember you talking to that Luke Vargas kid, and that was pretty good. He was talking about what he saw in the Ukraine, and then a couple of other people. I guess because we have other things we're dealing with, all of a sudden people aren't talking about it as much. Do you know what the latest is? Yeah, the latest is more people were blown away. 13 Ukrainian troops died in an attack at a checkpoint in the Donetsk. That seems to be the hot area. That's where Luke Vargas was, as a matter of fact. In eastern Ukraine, there's more violence there. So Sunday is the presidential elections. Gee, do you think that's on purpose? Let's create chaos. Then Vladimir Putin says, well, we have to help the people. We don't want the pro-Russian folks to get attacked, so we have to be there. That's why we're there. And witnesses say that at the checkpoint, what happened was the checkpoint was attacked by the pro-Russian insurgents who wounded 33 of the troops that were there. And they just started firing. They threw and they burned trucks, or later in the day you could see burned out trucks. They did whatever they could to disrupt the situation in Donetsk, and they did. They used an armored bank truck So the soldiers didn't think anything of it. It's an armored, it's like taking a page out of the mafia playbook, like they watched The Godfather. So an armored bank truck goes through, and then they open fire. They plow them down. That's what they said happened. Because you think about that. Okay, so they're armed. They're there. They don't see them coming, of course, because they're disguised. And that's why. This is going to be interesting on Sunday. It's going to be interesting to see how that election goes out. Because you already have the pro-Russian insurgents that have jumped on government buildings, captured them. They've had clashes with government troops. There have been a lot of people that have died since April. Here's one from Paul, listening to us in Florida. Kate, we love you down here in the Sunshine State. Please let us know if you come. It'd be cool if we could actually meet you. I have a question about that market attack in China. I heard you mentioning that there were 31 people who were killed. And I don't know, sometimes you hear about things happening in China, but it seemed pretty odd to me. Do they know who did the attack? Well, they're blaming it on radical Muslim separatists is what they're saying. That's what the state-run news is saying, if you trust that, which it could be. So you had 90 people that were injured. 31 people have died at this point. They had like five explosions. People said they heard five explosions. So that's pretty nasty. That was an intentional extremist attack. There's no question about that. The death toll was the highest for a long time that we've seen in that area. So it was flat out on purpose. Remember, there was a bomb attack at a train station late last month that killed three people, including two attackers, and injured 79 too, as well. So the Chinese government says that they're capable of cracking down on the terrorists, and the plots are not going to go away, and they'll be able to do it. But that way of just hitting the innocent people is awful. You open up in a market because you know you've got a lot of people there, and that's exactly what they were doing. Okay, here's one from Megan, and Megan says, Kate, do you really think Hillary Clinton is going to run in 2016? I've heard you talk about it a lot. I know there's all that heavy speculation, so that's not unusual. But do you really think she wants it that badly? Oh, definitely I think she wants it that badly. It's a question of, at the time when it comes up, will she do it? There's been a lot of money poured into figuring out ways to get Hillary Clinton elected, and that means Bill Clinton's going to be stumping for her. So I'm going to say absolutely, unless something unforeseen comes up. And what that is, I have no idea. A health-related thing, ironically, because her health was thrown out there by Karl Rove with the blood clot thing that she had happen. But, I mean, that's going to be fair game for her when they talk about age and all of that. I think that there are a lot of people that want to see her elected, and there's just as many people who don't want to see her elected. But, yeah, she's 2016. Barring something we're just not seeing. And sometimes somebody comes out of left field, or somebody gets hot, or something changes. Go and look at the last presidential elections. Think about Barack Obama. Sure, he's on the short list, but did you really think he was going to be the candidate in 2008? No, you thought it was going to be Hillary Clinton. Then you go before that, and the first time around for Bush Jr., he was on the list, but was he the guy that was going to get elected? No. People were talking about John McCain, and then all of a sudden it was Bush. And even Clinton, Bill Clinton, the governor of Arkansas, he wasn't really the hot front runner when they were talking about him the first time around when he ran. So that is my way of saying it can change. By the time you get to where you're really serious about it, there is always the chance it could be somebody else. But if I were a betting person, I would say Hillary Clinton. If you want to send us an email, you can. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Society no good if my response to somebody and their racism or bigotry is to say, it's not right for you to be here, go take your attitude somewhere else. In my businesses, try not to be hypocritical. You know, I know that I'm not perfect. I know that I live in a glass house and it's not appropriate for me to throw stones. And so when I run into bigotry in organizations I control, I try to find solutions. I'll work with people. I'll send them to training. I'll send them to sensitivity training. We're all prejudiced in one way or the other. If I see a black kid in a hoodie and it's late at night, I'm walking to the other side of the street. And if on that side of the street there's a guy that has tattoos all over his face, white guy, bald head, tattoos everywhere, I'm walking back to the other side of the street.
Wow, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, and this is all related to Donald Sterling and his racist rant that was captured by the floozy girlfriend that has led to now the situation he's in, where the NBA is deciding on his fate, although it's a fait accompli, other than the fact that Sterling could have a big case here. He's got a big lawyer who's going to take it to court, and we'll see what happens when it comes to being recorded, they're going to throw in, you know, freedom of speech and whatnot. So Cuban taking some heat for some of those remarks that you just heard there. We're on our final turn of this hour of America tonight. So I don't know, was there some truth to what Cuban is saying? We all have some prejudice in us, no matter what people say. You know, Sonia Sotomayor, when she was being vetted for the Supreme Court, said as much and took some flack for it, where they were asking, could she be objective? And she said, everybody has biases. Biases, a.k.a. prejudices. So Cuban, who's never afraid to say what he thinks, usually it's at the referees, somebody else in the NBA hierarchy or whatever. But this week he made a few remarks about bigotry because of the Sterling thing that caused somewhat of a stir. He was at a magazine. He was being interviewed by a magazine reporter, Inc. magazine, at a business conference in Nashville. And he talked about what you just heard there. Hey, if I saw a black guy in a hoodie, it's late at night, I'm walking on the other side of the street. Then he talked about the white guy with the tattoos and that whole thing. And he said everybody has prejudice one way or another. But here's the thing. Think of the hoodie reference. So he had a five-part tweet Thursday afternoon where he apologized to Trayvon Martin's parents for the hoodie reference, but stood by the content of his answers and called for more tolerance. Because remember, Trayvon Martin was the Florida teenager who had the hoodie on and was killed by the neighborhood watch captain, George Zimmerman, back in 2012. And that started the nationwide discussion about race and debate over the Stand Your Ground law and everything else that we certainly talked about here on ATN. So Cuban said, I think I'm helping people improve their lives, helping people engage with people they may fear or may not understand, helping people realize that while we all may have our prejudices and bigotries, we have to learn that it's an issue that we have to control. It's part of my responsibility as an entrepreneur to try and solve it, to try and solve it. It's interesting, isn't it? Because he didn't, you know, the hoodie thing, the hoodie stereotype, he didn't think about that, and that's why he apologized. Cuban is one of 30 NBA owners who has to decide whether the remarks made by Sterling are damaging enough to terminate his ownership rights to the Clippers. Cuban told business owners during a Q&A session that he knows how he's going to vote, but he wasn't ready to announce his decision. That's interesting. That's kind of a telltale sign. He makes it sound like he's going to vote Sterling out, but not without having some regret about it. You know, he talks about the whole bigotry thing and organizations and all of that. But here's the thing. It's be careful what you wish for. And in voting him out, what are some of the other things that some of the owners might be guilty of doing? What have they said? You know, that's the problem with that. He did say that comment about throwing stones and glass houses and all of that. And that's exactly right. If you're not careful, you start to throw those stones, it could get pretty nasty out there. So what's that vote going to be? I think the vote, there may be some people that don't vote him out, but I think overwhelmingly they get the votes. That's why the commissioner, Adam Silver, did what he did, knowing that he probably had those votes for sure. I cannot imagine that he didn't think he had the votes. So, you know, it's weird. Some people are saying, take the racism comments of Sterling and put an asterisk next to it. You know, that it, because of the way it was taped and what happened with the young girl and blah, blah, blah. But I've talked to several lawyers about the Donald Sterling comments, and they all say the thing that you have to remember is he's part of an association, a club, or whatever, and if they vote him out, they vote him out. It would be like any other club. So for what it's worth, and because it created a stir, I thought it was interesting to mention the Cuban stuff, saying that he has prejudice that everybody does, and he stands by his words in the interview. I don't know. At some point, is there this point in this country where were so over the top. I mean, do you feel this way? I should throw out the numbers. 855-266-5283. We're kind of up against it, but you can always flip me an email at americatonight.net. I mean, is there truth to that? If we're being really honest, you have certain prejudice in you or certain biases in you that are just part of growing up, part of something that you saw or where you grew up or all of that. I'm going to agree with the Supreme Court justice, and she and I wouldn't normally agree on that much, but I would agree that you do have that. If you're being honest about it, you absolutely have that natural tendency toward certain things that were just part of your being. And even if you fight against it, there is that tendency to do the quick judgment thing. I mean, for goodness sake, there's a zillion books written about that. Don't judge, and just for one day, don't judge and don't assume and don't be quick to take it personal and all that other kind of stuff. People have made millions of dollars on that very subject. But here we're talking about a full-on rant that was heard everywhere. Look at the makeup of the NBA. Look how set the players were, and the fact that it's an association, and that's ultimately, to me, that's the biggest problem in this whole thing for Sterling, is you really are dealing with a group of people that could vote the person next to them out for whatever reason. So saying that gives them the right to say, okay, we're going to call for a vote. And I guess something for everybody else to consider that's an NBA owner, that could happen to them, but I don't imagine with the way the players are under siege and upset about all of that, I just can't imagine that stands. It doesn't seem to me that the owners would vote in favor at all of Donald Sterling. Maybe a couple of votes, that's it. And I'm sure they took a straw poll and found out that, yeah, that's pretty dead on. Most are not going to support him. So, you know, there you go. In the world of recalls, I feel like I need to tell you this maybe because I see so many minivans in my world, and those Toyota minivans are pretty popular. They're recalling a bunch of those minivans. How about that? When you go to rent cars, sometimes they're there. They're recalling almost 400,000 of the Sienna minivans because salt water can corrode the parts under the car, they say, causing the spare tire to fall off. Oh, that's not a good thing. We just uncovered the fact, thanks to some of our people who live by the sea, that there's a good chance that the spare tire could fall off. So you might want to call somebody if you get a flat, or hurry up and get your Toyota in as fast as possible. All right, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.